Bill I've talked to her.
Are you more
initially like me first?
I noticed, yeah, she did shorter steps.
And she doesn't have a cell phone number for the Forest Street anymore. And she's not at her office anymore. So I have a
yeah.
No, I know she retired, but I don't have her personal life.
My son is in the Army. He has a pair of the, he's the one with the toes. And he likes when he runs in them, he likes it. Like,
okay. Is there any citizen comments to make this time? Nope, thank you. Actual action on approval of minutes. How's everybody like the minutes from last meeting? Okay, so let's go ahead and make a motion on the approval of minutes first. The meeting minutes, go ahead. All in favor?
I am full.
Okay. Do I need to say why she can't vote or anything like that? Or?
No.
Because you weren't here and you. Excellent. Okay, let's go ahead and then make another motion on the approval of the goal workshop minutes.
So moved. Second.
All in favor? Okay.
Did you cover the minutes of April 24, February 22nd, and March 20 in that first of the minutes?
Are we up to date with everything?
And we're up to date with minutes.
Yeah,
okay.
We are. Okay.
Okay. April 24 is down, so you don't have minutes.
All right. Who do we have here? Citizen comment, you want to?
No, well, yes and no.
Okay.
Not on anything that's really on your agenda.
Okay.
I'm with Energy, and I was just going to talk to you guys about some projects that are coming up.
Oh, perfect.
Can you step up here? Because we'll need to record it, your comment.
Would this be an appropriate time to go ahead and let him talk?
Citizen comment.
Okay, beautiful.
So, I'm Mark Young. I'm the Senior Vegetation Management Administrator for Embry Energy. And I just wanted to take a few moments of your time since I thought this might be the best venue to at least let you know what projects are coming up. Unfortunately, they're going to hit Carson City pretty hard. And down more toward the Gardnerville Minden area. And then once those are done, there are three circuits coming out of our Curry substation. One of them is the 1281 circuit, and we've identified over 1,600 trees that have to be touched and or removed.
Mm.
That means trimming and or move. And the worst part, it's all in the historic part of Carson City.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking big, giant cottonwoods, elms, backyard trees, and it's got me concerned because I'm really anticipating some citizen pushback. I came on board the end of September. I've been doing line clearance work for going on my 17th year. I was a contractor before that, so I've worked for Florida Power and Light on new construction. I worked for a little co-op in Tennessee. I worked for a power company up in Rapid City, South Dakota,
mm-hmm.
and now here, Black Hills Power up in Rapid City. Everything that we're doing is standard industry practice. I abide by the best management practices put out by ISA, as well as the ANSI and OSHA standards. So the clearances that we're trying to obtain aren't new to the industry. I can tell you from what I've seen, they're new to here. We're going to try to push for a minimum of 10 foot of clearance, aerial clearance around the primary conductors. The lower set of lines, which generally are in the backyards, you'll have primary, and then you'll have what's called the secondary main open wire conductors. Those that only need about 5 foot of clearance for. When you go 10 foot above, 10 foot below, plus another 5, 10 foot on the sides, they're going to get hammered.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that because we just finished the Moana circuits up in Reno, which was high dollar communities. I got all kinds of pushback. All kinds of pushback. And it's just has me concerned. And we will notify with the forester that's going ahead. They have listed it. They have notified by door hanger or in person. However, we have been so far behind and backlogged. I'm just now finishing up 2010 circuits that were earmarked to be done in 2010. I still have all of 2011 to do. So what I found when I first got here, we were 8 months, 12 months ahead planning, and the crews are still way back here. So I said, stop planning. That does us no good. We need to be like the 3 month or sooner. So I know these people have got a notice, but out of sight, out of mind. It could have been 6 weeks or 6 months ago. I don't know. The other thing I've noticed is the perception. When we say we're coming to trim your tree, they're thinking snip, snip, knock, 10 foot.
Right.
I've tried to instill in our guys, try to get that perception issue. But again, I'd rather be upfront, honest, tell you guys what's going to happen because you're going to get hit too.
Right.
They're
right.
going to come to you guys and they're going to say, what in God's name is NV Energy doing?
When are you supposed to start?
I'm looking at possibly the start at the end of June. But this is something that, because of those circuits and the extensive amount of trees, could be the end of the year.
Are you going to do occasional media announcements describing why this operation is taking place as in fire protection?
To be perfectly honest with you, and again, as the new guy to NV Energy, and I know NV Energy probably has a history throughout the valley of either good or bad practices or in between, I feel that there's a lack of that public relations media presence, and the truth is there is no money for it. So whatever happens, it's because I'm trying to get that word out there. Because I've been doing this for so long, because I dealt with some, I was in Naples, Florida, we're talking multi-million dollar homes of people that have influence, not saying that there should be a discrepancy between those with money and those without, I'm just saying that they tend to be more vocal. They're the ones that go to the attorneys. trimming is not practical. You have to let them know it's their tree, our wires, but I can promise you that what I do will be following ISA standards, will be following those. I cannot promise that the aesthetics of the tree will be the same. We will have those things praying in.
How could it be the same if you don't come up with it?
But if the alternative is to burn down,
there's more alternatives. First of all, I want to say thanks for coming and taking time out of your day, because I think this is absolutely the right thing to do, is to do a preemptive strike and let as many people know who can't actually filter that information down to the community. So I don't know, somebody whispered agendize it. I don't know, you know, what our protocol is here of talking of things, but I think this is something where we should come up with some sort of, like, solution outline. I don't know how flexible you are with what's going to be happening here at the end of June or the end of the year. But if it's something that this council would endorse, then we would also do the things necessary to let the community know, as well as a couple other community groups that we know of that might be willing to grassroots get out there.
I'm desperate for your input as well.
Have you considered, and this is something that we've talked about at Fall Tree Care seminars in the past, rip and replace programs? Just because there have been trees that were planted that were inappropriate prior to power lines going in, and instead of having this continuous problem, you know, every 3 years, would, and I don't know what the cost difference would be between trimming, pruning, cutting it down, or replanting, but maybe we could come up with something that might be an option for certain trees that are coming down, because we just know if it's a big tree and comes down, there should be like 3 trees that go in its place, and we'd love to have inappropriate trees going under your power line so you don't have this headache anymore.
I can appreciate everything that you just said. And one of my reasons for being here is to get your feedback, to get what you feel. I mean, you live here in this community. I'm up in Reno, plus I'm the rookie in the area. So getting the right message out in an appropriate amount of time, et cetera, is vital, in my opinion. However, how to do that best, I'm really looking at you.
Right.
I've already said I don't have a budget, per se, for public relations. Mm-hmm. However, it's important enough to me that I think I need to do something. Now, whether that is newspaper, article, make maps available of the areas that we're going to at a high level, and it wouldn't be necessarily at the individual street level, but maybe a high level to say, okay, here's where all the circuits are going.
Right.
So that if people do have questions, we can make it available somewhere and hand them a map, so this is the area they're working. I can make brochures available as to why power lines, tree issues are, what the proper practices are as far as why do we bring the B, the L, the side, why do we go back to proper laterals, and why do we not top the trees anymore, which is a bad practice.
Right.
We could make that information available, but again, I can put it somewhere, but actually to hand distribute it to everybody and actually have them read it and understand it is a different thing.
I think that's a problem for a lot of people in this town is getting it to filter out to all the different nooks and crannies of Carson.
I've found that sometimes the best way, although maybe not, maybe it's not the best way, but it seems to work, is to go ahead, notify as we have, go out and begin the work, have the tree crews are in between. I feel that there's a lack of that public relations media presence, and the truth is there is no money for it. So whatever happens, it's because I'm trying to get that word out there. Because I've been doing this for so long, because I dealt with some, I was in Naples, Florida, we're talking multi-million dollar homes of people that have influence, not saying that there's should be a discrepancy between those with money and those without. I'm just saying that they tend to be more vocal. They're the ones that go to the attorneys. And again, nationwide, most utilities, it's a poor thing, but they tend to want to be like the ninja in the night. They come in, they do the little thing, and then leave. and they hope nobody notices. Tree trimming is not practical. You have to let them know it's their tree, our wires, but I can promise you that what I do will be following ISA standards, will be following those. I cannot promise that the aesthetics of the tree will be the same. We will have those things praying in.
How could it be the same if you're going to cut it down?
But if the alternative is to burn down,
there's more alternatives. First of all, I say thanks for coming and taking time out of your day, because I think this is absolutely the right thing to do, is to do a preemptive strike and let as many people know who can't actually filter that information down to the community. So I don't know, somebody whispered agendize it. I don't know, you know, what our protocol is here of talking of things, but I think this is something where we should come up with some sort of like solution outline. I don't know how flexible you are with what's going to be happening here at the end of June or the end of the year. But if it's something that this council would endorse, then we would also do the things necessary to let the community know, as well as a couple other community groups that we know of that might be willing to grassroots get out there.
I'm desperate for your input as well.
Have you considered, and this is something that we've talked about at fall tree care seminars in the past, rip and replace programs? Just because there have been trees that were planted that were inappropriate prior to power lines going in, and instead of having this continuous problem, you know, every 3 years, would, and I don't know what the cost difference would be between trimming, pruning, cutting it down, or replanting, but maybe we could come up with something that might be an option for certain trees that are coming down, because we just know if it's a big tree and comes down, there should be like three trees that go in its place, and we'd love to have inappropriate trees going under your power line so you don't have this headache anymore.
I can appreciate everything that you just said. And one of my reasons for being here is to get your feedback, to get what you feel. I mean, you live here in this community. I'm up in Reno, plus I'm the rookie in the area. So getting the right message out in an appropriate amount of time, et cetera, is vital, in my opinion. However, how to do that best, I'm really looking at you.
Right.
I've already said I don't have a budget, per se, for public relations. Mm-hmm. However, it's important enough to me that I think I need to do something. Now, whether that is newspaper, article, make maps available of the areas that we're going to at a high level, and it wouldn't be necessarily at the individual street level, but maybe a high level to say, okay, here's where all the circuits are going,
right?
So that if people do have questions, you can, you know, we can make it available somewhere and hand them a map, so this is the area they're working. I can make brochures available as to why power lines, tree issues are, what the proper practices are as far as why do we bring the B, the L, the side, why do we go back to proper laterals, and why do we not top the trees anymore, which is a bad practice.
Right.
We could make that information available, but again, I can put it somewhere, but actually to hand distribute it to everybody and actually have them read it and understand it is a different thing.
I think that's a problem for a lot of people in this town is getting it to filter out to all the different nooks and crannies of Carson.
I've found that sometimes the best way, although maybe not, maybe it's not the best way, but it seems to work, is to go ahead, notify as we have, go out and begin the work, have the tree crews knock on the door if somebody's home. But again, if they're not home, you have the right to go in there and do it. But again, that whole presence of doing it and then the aftershock is a different story.
Right.
On your notices, when you hand the notices, could you put a one sentence thing on there saying, this is to protect your residents from fire?
I believe our notice does say that.
Good.
I believe it does.
Because our state is so plagued by fires.
Absolutely. And we just had them up in Reno. So yeah. That is a concern. Now, to address your... Yes, ma'am.
I always tell the tree cutters, don't you touch my trees till I'm home.
Unfortunately, and this is, again, I'm looking at across nationwide, there's not a utility in the country that has the luxury scheduling individual property.
How can you walk on my property without my permission?
Most easements have the right of ingress and egress to get to them. And that's simply to maintain the facility.
Yeah.
But that's a valid question, because a lot of people have that same question. They go, you don't have the right to touch my trees.
I mean, you're gonna ruin my all my shade and everything.
We try not to, but the issue is, you have the risk versus the aesthetics, and unfortunately, we have to look at the risk. Now, address the one question about the replacement.
Cool.
NV Energy, and that's one thing when you start, when I was first brought on, I was looking at doing the Tree Line USA. And one of the issues with Tree Line USA is a form of replacement. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a one-for-one replacement. It could be a community tree planting. Bottom line is, again, no budget.
Right.
No budget for it. And so currently we do not have a tree replacement program. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you ruin my tree, in my opinion, you aren't going to replace any of
them. Okay, well, I think
when we're looking at the historic district and the size of the trees that I've seen out there, the truth of the matter is there will be fewer removals of the very big thing unless they are a hazard to the line where we can bring it down and reduce the risk to the lines. If they're smaller trees, yes, there will be a variety of removals, but those tend to be more in the, say, the 12 to 16-inch diameter or less range that, again, the cost, I want to keep costs down as much as possible. So if it's an issue of trim versus remove, and it's a reasonable removal, yes, I'll go after it, especially with the aggressive, like Siberian elm, silver maples, things like that, which I know are just, I could hammer them to 20-foot clearance, and they're going to sprout right back.
Right.
I really feel bad about the comments that you made, because I understand the aesthetics, and I deal with it all the time, is when you've ruined the look of my tree.
Well, not only that, it affects the value of your house as far as real estate.
If I could address that real quick, because I am a certified arborist, I've dealt with a lot of the valuation of trees. And there's an equation that comes out, and I believe the best one was put out by the Dr. Ball up at the University of South Dakota. His was the best. And there are many variables that go into valuing a tree. One of those variables is location. And if the location is either adjacent to or underneath the power line, that number drops, which then drops the total value of the tree. So when we say you ruin the value of the property, you have to look at it as a whole. Was it an appropriate tree next to that location? It would be the same thing if you had an oak tree or a cottonwood tree next to the foundation of a pool or the foundation of your home. That root system, that tree actually drops the value because of its location. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, totally.
And I just wanted to make a little statement that this is a very timely, very important issue, and I know it's a great concern to the council, but I want to remind the council that according to open meeting law, you can't come make an action tonight on this because it's a citizen's comment.
Right.
And so the deliberation as a result has to be, you know, kept at a fairly low level as well.
Okay.
I'll be happy to provide my contact information and we can take it up another time.
Could we? Because there's two things.
Knock on the door if somebody's home. But again, if they're not home, we have the right to go in there and do it. But again, that whole presence of doing it and then the aftershock is a different story.
Right.
On your notices, when you hang the notices, could you put a one sentence deal on there saying, this is to protect your residents from fire?
I believe our notice does say that.
Good.
I believe it does.
Because our state is so plagued by fires.
Absolutely. And we just had them up in Reno. So that is a concern. Now, to address your... yes, ma'am.
I always tell the tree cutters, don't you touch my trees till I'm home.
Unfortunately, and this is, again, I'm looking at across nationwide, there's not a utility in the country that has the luxury of individual property.
How can you walk on my property without my permission?
Most easements have the right of ingress and egress to get to them. And that's simply to maintain the facility.
Yeah.
But that's a valid question, because a lot of people have that same question. They go, you don't have the right to touch my trees.
I mean, you're gonna ruin my all my shade and everything.
We try not to, but the issue is, you have the risk versus the aesthetics, and unfortunately, we have to look at the risk. Now, address the one question about the replacement.
Cool.
NV Energy, and that's one thing when you start, when I was first brought on, I was looking at doing the Treeline USA. And one of the issues with Treeline USA is a form of replacement. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a one-for-one replacement. It could be a community tree planting. Bottom line is, again, no budget.
Right.
No budget for it. And so currently we do not have a tree replacement program. Mm.
Okay. So if you ruin my tree, in my opinion, you aren't going to replace any of them.
I can't.
Okay, well, I think
when we're looking at the historic district and the size of the trees that I've seen out there, the truth of the matter is there will be fewer removals of the very big, unless they are a hazard to the line where we can bring it down and reduce the risk to the lines. If they're smaller trees, yes, there will be a variety of removals, but those tend to be more in the, say, the 12 to 16 inch diameter or less. Range that, again, the cost, I want to keep costs down as much as possible. So if it's an issue of trim versus remove, and it's a reasonable removal, yes, I'll go after it, especially with the aggressively, Siberian elm, silver maples, things like that, which I know are just, I could hammer them to 20 foot clearance and they're going to sprout right back.
Right.
I really feel bad about the comments that you made, because I understand the aesthetics, and I deal with it all the time. Is, well, you've ruined the look of my tree.
Well, not only that, it affects the value of your house as far as real estate.
If I could address that real quick, because I am a certified arborist, I've dealt with a lot of the valuation of trees, and there's an equation that comes out, and I believe the best one was put out by the Dr. Ball of the University of South Dakota. His was the best. And there are many variables that go into valuing a tree. One of those variables is location. And if the location is either adjacent to or underneath the power line, that number drops, which then drops the total value of the tree. So when we say you ruin the value of the property, you have to look at it as a whole. It wasn't an appropriate tree next to that location. It would be the same thing if you had an oak tree or a cottonwood tree next to the foundation of a pool or the foundation of your home. That root system, that tree actually drops the value because of its location. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, totally.
And just I just wanted to make a little statement that this is a very timely, very important issue, and I know it's of great concern to the council, but I want to remind the council that according to open meeting law, you can't come make an action tonight on this because it's a citizen's comment.
Right.
And so the deliberation as a result has to be, you know, kept at a fairly low level as well.
Okay.
I'll be happy to provide my contact information and we can
Could we? Because there's two things that come to my mind. Is A, we're considering doing a tree inventory, and I would hate to take account of trees, inventorying them under as our urban forest canopy and then have them be cut down.
Right.
So timeliness of that's where my head is. If trees are going to be cut down, I don't want to count them and then have them cut down. I think we should agendize this, because I think decisions do need to be made. I think having the Shade Tree Council endorsement on this project would be a big thing on easing the citizens' mind. Happy to do that if everybody here agrees upon what's going on. And in regards to agreeing upon that could include, you know, prompting at that and getting the word out to the community. But I'd like to know more about the cost of what it is to remove a tree. And that's just so in the back of my mind, I could think of how much money we have to raise to replace those trees. The number timber that you're planning on removing, you said it's about 1,600 feet to be touched. If you have a rough estimate of how many are going to come down, that would be beneficial. And then also a location map, a rough anything, and if it was digital to where we could put it on our website so people could come to our website and see where you're going to be and when, I think that would be helpful for your cause too.
Okay. I don't have that information tonight.
Okay.
But I do know we have a full listing, so I can definitely get you an exact number of removals and trims.
And their location?
We will have job numbers associated to those. But if, obviously, to give you 1,600,
yes,
location would not necessarily be practical. Yeah. But if you add a specific address, yes, I could give you the prescription that is assigned to that address, if I had specific location. As far as, so you said location map, I can get that to you.
Location, number, and cost.
Because we are contracted, all of our work is contracted right now through ASPLA.
Okay.
I cannot give you their cost, because that's privileged information. However, I can give you an average that would say, I'll be general and say, get you a ballpark.
Okay, cool.
I'll get you a ballpark.
Cool.
And the thing is, depending on the size of the tree, I've had some trees out in Fernley and Fallon that took me 13 hours to get work. And so now I'm looking at $2,000 to $3,000,
right,
versus maybe it's a 12-inch tree that takes 2 hours or 3 hours. So it's going to be ballpark in the sense I can give you an average,
right,
but that's not going to be necessarily the case. It depends on what they get involved with,
right,
if it's a climb, if it's in the backyard, how many targets you have.
I can tell you we would definitely support any program and fundraising effort to replant any trees that would come down. Without getting into it, I'm not, I don't know if you know, there is a group that's trying to plant 10,000 trees in Carson City over the next 5 years. So there is a replanting movement going on.
You know, it really is awkward for me to come here to say, I've got 1,600 trees to deal with when you're trying to turn around and do the trees back. But with that, I can say with good conscience that whatever effort we put forth, I can promise you it will be with the best interest of the tree's health,
cool,
as well as the safety of the community, meaning we're clearing this, keep the lights on.
Cool. Well,
very broad statements and doesn't really put a band-aid on what we're about to do to the community, but it is with the best interest. I can promise you that.
We're happy to have a relationship with you, so.
The one last thing I will tell you, down in Minden, and I don't know how much, we do have a transmission line. It's our Buckeye 627 line. It's a 60,000 volt transmission line. That will be worked simultaneously sometime during the summer. And same process, we've notified, identified trees. But I think for today's purposes, the historic district of Carson City has to weigh heavier on my mind.
Yeah, it's such a gem. Yeah, I mean, if you get into the PMP, it's
so I go through the community and I was like, oh my gosh.
Right.
This is not going to be pretty.
It'll put the focus on the rest of the area in town on taking up the pace on the trees.
But any way I can help you guys,
awesome.
I really would like to do that.
Mm-hmm. We invite you back here.
Come to my mind is A, we're considering doing a tree inventory, and I would hate to take account of trees, inventorying them under our urban forest canopy and then have them be cut down.
Right.
So Thailand isn't that. That's where my head is. If mm-hmm. trees are going to be cut down, I don't want to count them and then have
right.
them cut down. I think we should agendize this because I think decisions do need to be made. I think having the Shade Tree Council endorsement on this project would be a big thing on easing the citizens' mind. Happy to do that if everybody here agrees upon what's going on. And in regards to agreeing upon that could include, propaganda and getting the word out to the community. But I'd like to know more about the cost of what it is to remove a tree. And that's just so in the back of my mind, I could think of how much money we have to raise to replace those trees. The number that you're planning on removing, you said it's about 1,600 that need to be touched. If you have a rough estimate of how many are going to come down, that would be beneficial. And then also a location map, a rough anything, and if it was digital to where we could put it on our website so people could come to our website and see where you're going to be and when, I think that would be helpful for your cause too.
Okay. I don't have that information tonight.
Okay.
But I do know we have a full listing, so I can definitely get you an exact number of removals and trims.
Okay. And their location?
We will have job numbers associated to those. But if, obviously, to give you 1,600 locations,
more
would not necessarily be practical.
Yeah.
But if you add a specific address, yes, I could give you the prescription that is assigned to that address if I had specific locations. As far as, so you said location map, I can get that to you.
Location, number, and cost.
Because we are contracted, all of our work is contracted right now through ASPLA.
Okay.
I cannot give you their cost, because that's privileged information. However, I can give you an average that would say, I'll be general and say, get you a ballpark.
Okay, cool.
I'll get you a ballpark.
Cool.
And the thing is, depending on the size of the tree, I've had some trees out in Fernley and Fallon that took me 13 hours to get work. And so now I'm looking at $2,000 to $3,000,
right,
versus maybe it's a 12-inch tree that takes 2 hours or 3 hours. So it's going to be ballpark in the sense I can give you an average,
right,
but that's not going to be necessarily the case. It depends on what they get involved with,
right,
if it's a climb, if it's in the backyard, how many targets you have.
I can tell you we would definitely support any program and fundraising effort to replant any trees that would come down. Without getting into it, I'm not done. Mm-hmm. There is a group that's trying to plant 10,000 trees in Carson City over the first 5 years. So there is a replanting movement going on.
You know, it really is awkward for me to come here to say, I've got 1,600 trees to deal with when you're trying to turn around and do the trees back. But with that, I can say with good conscience that whatever effort we put forth, I can promise you it will be with the best interest of the tree's health,
cool,
as well as the safety of the community, meaning we're clearing this to keep the lights on.
Cool. Well,
very broad statements and doesn't really put a band-aid on what we're about to do to the community, but it is with the best interest. I can promise you that.
We're happy to have a relationship with you, so.
The one last thing I will tell you, down in Minden, and I don't know how much, we do have a transmission line. It's our Buckeye 627 line. It's a 60,000 volt transmission line. That will be worked simultaneously sometime during the summer. And same process, we've notified, identified trees. But I think for today's purposes, the historic district of Carson City has to weigh heavier on my mind.
Yeah, it's such a gem. Yeah, I mean, if you get into the PMP, it's
well,
really
I
nice.
Drove through the community and I was like, oh my gosh.
Right.
This is not going to be pretty.
It'll put the focus on the rest of the area in town on picking up the pace on things.
Yes. But
cool.
Any way I can help you guys,
awesome.
I really would like to do that.
Mm-hmm. We'll invite you back here.
So should we put this on the agenda? Do we need to make a.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll send you the invitation for the date of when our next meeting is, and we'll come up with some info and give contact, and we can kind of make some brainstorming. Cool. Thanks, Mark. Okay, so are we moving on to meeting item 3A?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nobody's excused, so we don't need to worry about anything. Good to see you, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Good to see you.
Nice to see you.
3B, 2012 and 13 as determined during our meeting on March 20th. Has everybody had a chance to look at the wordsmithing Roger was able to do?
So
this would be adopting the goals. We don't have to take any action on it right now. If we adopt them now, it would be nice to present what our goals are at the Arbor Day celebration on Friday. We can
I
go.
Love we adopt our
second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, perfect. Good job, guys.
I have to abstain from that one too.
Okay. That will be on the next agenda, and we'll go ahead and we'll volunteer for things and we'll start tackling some stuff up. Any citizen comments on that? Discussion regarding potential applicants for membership vacancies on the Shade Tree Council. We have two. This is not yours yet. Do we know of anybody who's wanting to join? Any recommendations?
No.
Anybody in the crowd?
Keep asking people.
Okay, keep asking people, please. What's that? Okay, citizen comments. Okay, 3D, to recommend to the Carson City Board of Supervisors the applicants for the membership on the Shade Tree Council. Our recommendation is Ray. He came and kind of applied and did a little interview thing. I don't know if we do a formal interview like we did last time. We don't really have all the people like we did last time. But is there any problem with recommending Ray to the Board of Supervisors? Or do we have any movement to go ahead and approve the recommendation?
Having no one objecting to submitting his name to the Board of Supervisors, I would like to recommend Ray as the newest member of the Carson City Shade Tree Council.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
If I could offer a little correction to your motion. Because he still has to be approved by the Board of Supervisors. So I guess I would phrase that motion as that you would like to move to recommend Ray for approval by the Board of Supervisors to be appointed to the Shade Tree Council. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I thought I
mentioned
recommended.
Well, I think you sort of said welcome, I think, or approved.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would like to recommend that Ray be... I would like to suggest that Ray be recommended to the Board of Supervisors for approval to join our Carson City Shade Tree Council.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
I don't know if I can vote on that or not. I'm beginning to interview.
Well,
look at it.
I'm looking at it,
I want to say yes, but I just want to know if it's okay if I vote.
It's okay if you vote. It's up to you, Carol, whether you want to vote under those circumstances.
Good choice. All right. So, do we need to do anything from here on about the recommendation, or does it then go to the Board of Supervisors?
He'll go to the Board of Supervisors. Ray needs to turn his application in.
Okay.
And I will notify the city manager's office that we had a positive recommendation from Shade Tree Council and ask that be put on the next available Board of Supervisors meeting, which is probably the 17th now, probably May 17th.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So should we put this on the agenda? Do we need to make a...
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll send you the invitation for the date of when our next meeting is, and we'll come up with some info and give contact, and we can kind of... Cool. Thanks, Mark. All right. Cool.
No, I still don't want to leave here.
Okay. So, are we moving on to meeting item 3A?
Yeah.
All right. Nobody's excused, so we don't need to worry about anything. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
3B is to adopt the Shade Tree Council council's goals for 2012 and 13 as determined during our meeting on March 20th. Has everybody had a chance to look at the wordsmithing Roger was able to do?
So
this would be adopting the goals. We don't have to take any action on it right now. If we adopt them now, it would be nice to present what our goals are at the Arbor Day celebration on Friday. We can
I
go.
I move we adopt our goals.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, perfect. Good job, guys.
I have to abstain from that one too.
Okay. That will be on the next agenda, and we'll go ahead and we'll volunteer for things, and we'll start tackling some stuff up. Any citizen comments on that? Discussion regarding potential applicants for membership vacancies on the Shade Tree Council. We have two. This is not yours yet. Do we know of anybody who's wanting to join? Any recommendations? Anybody in the crowd?
Keep asking people,
please. Citizen comments. Okay, 3D, to recommend to the Carson City Board of Supervisors the applicants for the membership on the Shade Tree Council. Our recommendation is Ray. He came and kind of applied and did a little interview thing. I don't know if we do a formal interview like we did last time. We don't really have all the people like we did last time. But is there any problem with recommending Ray to the Board of Supervisors? Or do we have any movement to go ahead and approve the recommendation?
Having no one objecting to submitting his name to the Board of Supervisors, I would like to recommend Ray as the newest member of the Carson City Shade Tree Council.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
If I could offer a little correction to your motion, because he still has to be approved by the Board of Supervisors. So I guess I would phrase that motion as that you would like to move to recommend Ray for approval by the Board of Supervisors to be appointed to the Shade Tree Council.
I thought I mentioned recommending.
Well, I think you sort of said welcome, I think, or approved.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would like to recommend that Ray be... I would like to suggest that Ray be recommended to the Board of Supervisors for approval to join our Carson City Shade Tree Council. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
I don't know if I can vote on that or not. I'm beginning to interview.
Well,
look at
it. I'm looking at it, and I
want to say yes, but I just want to know if it's okay if I vote.
It's okay if you vote. It's up to you, but you know, Carol, whether you want to vote under those circumstances.
Good choice. All right. So, do we need to do anything from here on about the recommendation, or does it then go to the Board of Supervisors?
You'll go to the Board of Supervisors. Ray needs to turn his application in.
Okay.
And I will notify the city manager's office that we had a positive recommendation from Shade Tree Council and ask that be put on the next available Board of Supervisors meeting, which is probably the 17th now. Probably May 17th.
Okay.
Perfect.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Ray, please come to the Arbor Day celebration Friday at 5:30 at Carson River Park if you're available. Carson River Park is off Carson River Road, past Silver Saddle Ranch, right by the bridge. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so citizen comments on that. Moving on to 3E, possible action regarding the 2012 Arbor Day celebration on April 27th at 5:30 at Carson River Park. On Parks and Rec end, you guys feeling good about everything?
Yeah.
I know the tree's been bought. And
that's appropriate.
We've got a couple of Boy Scouts coming that
will
be involved in the festivities. So if they can get their hands on the golden shovel for a couple photo ops, that would be cool.
Smoke
Susan used to read.
Yeah.
She doesn't read anymore.
Okay.
Have
you been notified?
That's what I don't know. I got an email that said that he is the one who's going to be doing it.
Okay.
But I didn't get an email saying anything confirm or...
And that's Sean Copeland?
John Copeland.
Oh, John.
Yeah.
With India, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, we will give him a call tomorrow, make sure he knows where it's at and what time. It's day four, what? You still remember that, huh?
And I'm going to be on Susan's stead to make sure she's there. Yeah, other than that, I guess it's just up to me to write the speech and
I think we've got everything. We've got, you know, the proclamations, we have the tree, of course, the shovels, sound system is going to be delivered to me tonight, I believe. And we've sent out invitations.
Okay.
The only thing I'm not sure about is a program. We've got a program put together. You know, just sort of an agendized program.
Okay.
To
hand out to people?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
And obviously, you haven't done one.
Right.
Because otherwise you would say, yeah, I've done
that
already. So I'll check and see if we can, you know, it may not necessarily be absolutely necessary. As long as we have notes for you.
Right.
That would probably be enough.
Okay. Like it would save on printing costs and if people were just taking it or being like, that, whatever.
Yeah.
Let's not worry about it. I'll be prepared.
What I'll do is I'll put together a little list and I'll email it out to you.
Okay.
And make corrections to it.
Okay. Okay, perfect. All right. Well, then everybody happy with Arbor Day and 5:30 and being there? An Autumn Blaze Maple. Familiar with that one?
Okay, cool.
It's
under a 30-foot power line, too.
Is that a bit?
No, I'm just kidding.
So you won't have to chop it down for like another 20 years, so.
Sure.
Okay, non-action items, 4A. Is there anything that we need to discuss? Starting to start with Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Anything fun to tell us about? Terry?
The only comment I had is that I'm walking around, driving around Carson to take pictures of noteworthy trees. And I showed a picture around before the meeting on the redwood that seems to be nothing to eat out of Victor Street. It's only about this far from the house, and it seems to be a young redwood. Young and healthy. I was planted there on purpose. They did the little plant at 10 feet from the house, and it was a haze, so they didn't pay for that later.
Mine would be more of a request for information. One of our goals is to find grants, so please everybody look for grants, opportunities in your travels, people who are just throwing money towards trees for any reason, we'll take it. So please, please be on the lookout for that. Gianna?
Nothing for me.
All right. Roy?
Nothing for me.
Okay. Future agenda items. We will talk about the Fall Tree Care Seminar next time. Let us go ahead and scratch, and that'll be my job, the Art Tree Project for now. Great, please come to the Arbor Day celebration Friday at 5:30 at Carson River Park, if you're available. If Carson River Park is off Carson River Road, past Silver Saddle Ranch, right by the bridge.
By the lake bridge?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, so citizen comments on that. Moving on to 3E. Possible action regarding the 2012 Arbor Day celebration on April 27th at 5:30 at Carson River Park. On Parks and Rec end, you guys feeling good about everything?
Yeah.
I know the tree's been bought. And
that's appropriate.
We've got a couple of Boy Scouts coming that
will
be involved in the festivities. So if they can get their hands on the golden shovel for a couple photo ops, that would be cool.
Smokey,
do you want to tackle that one? John Copeland, is he who's doing the readings? I believe he's the one who's doing the readings of the of whatever the Tree City USA proclamation.
Proclamation.
what Susan used to read.
Yeah.
She doesn't read anymore.
Okay.
Have
you been notified?
That's what I don't know. I got an email that said that he is the one who's going to be doing it.
Okay.
But I didn't get an email saying anything confirm or...
And that's Sean Copeland?
John Copeland.
Oh, John.
Yeah.
With India, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. We will give him a call tomorrow, make sure he knows where it's at and what time.
What?
You still remember that, don't you?
And I'm going to be on Susan's stead to make sure she's there. Other than that, I guess it's just up to me to write the speech and
Ship over my tongue. I think we've got everything. We've got, the proclamations. We have the tree, of course, the shovels. Sound system is going to be delivered to me tonight, I believe. And we've sent out invitations. The only thing I'm not sure about is a program. We've got a program put together. Just sort of an agendized program.
Okay.
And
to hand out to people?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
And obviously, you haven't done one.
Right.
Because otherwise you would sit down. So I'll check and see if we can, it may not necessarily be absolutely necessary. As long as we have notes for you.
Right.
That would probably be enough.
Okay. Like it would save on printing costs and if people were just taking or being like that or whatever.
Yeah.
What's not worried about it? I'll be prepared.
What I'll do is I'll put together a little list and I'll email it out to you.
Okay.
And make corrections to it.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Well, then everybody happy with Arbor Day and 5:30 and being there? An Autumn Blaze Maple. Familiar with that one?
It's under a 30-foot power line, too.
Is that a bit?
No, I'm just kidding.
So you won't have to chop it down for like another 20 years, so.
Sure.
Okay, non-action items, 4A. Is there anything that we need to discuss? Starting to start with Carol. Anything fun to fill us in on? Terry?
The only comment I had is that I'm driving around Carson to take pictures of the Oregon trees, and I showed a picture around before the meeting on the red north that seems to be nothing to eat out of Baker Street. It's only about this far from the house, and it seems to be a young redwood. Young and healthy. I was planted there on purpose. They did the little plant at 10 feet from the house, and it was a haze, so we'll pay for that later.
Mine would be more of a request for information. One of our goals is to find grants, so please, everybody, look for grants, opportunities in your travels, people who are just throwing money towards trees for any reason, we'll take it. So please be on the lookout for that. Alright, Roy? Okay. Future agenda items. We will talk about the Fall Tree Care Seminar next time. Let us go ahead and scratch, and that'll be my job, the Art Tree Project for now. Budget Monitoring and Tree Initiative will go ahead and keep on. And then going to 6, citizen comments. Anybody want to address what we talked about today? We did scare you away, right? I'll look into that. Would that be through NDF?
Here, actually through their urban program.
adjournment?
I would like to move that the meeting of the 24th of the Constitution State Tree Council is adjourned.
Is that okay? Did we miss some stuff here in the back? All these,
Well, you have some FYIs.
Some FYIs and stuff.
And I might
like
just
that.
Point out a couple of them if you want to.
Okay, before we go ahead and second that motion to call it, go ahead, Roger.
We have, just point out that we have a letter from the Arbor Day Foundation from the Chief Executive John Rosenau, basically congratulating Carson City for being named the Tree City USA.
Can we send that to the newspaper or forward that to the newspaper?
We can. There's also a press release that I think has been forwarded to the newspaper.
Oh, perfect.
That's right behind the letter.
Okay.
And again, it's declaring the Carson City the name of the Tree City USA. And this is Carson City's 18th year, so that's quite an achievement. And then, in the very back, after I had talked about a program, if you look back, we have this flyer for the Arbor Day. Very well in the program, but we'll
good design.
Thank you.
Kind of a typical Carson City scene, I think.
No.
I thought it was appropriate because it's the canopy and there's obviously a water
there's
setting
water
and
by the river.
You should check that guy out, he's an amazing art. And then there's the volunteer hours.
The volunteer hours.
So if everybody could fill out the volunteer hours for me for the next meeting, that would be awesome. All right, do we have a second for our closure here? Seconder. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, our meeting is closed.
Well, that's
how we do it.